I'm not sure what the issue is here, but some of the proposal on wording or what.
1.2.4, that's what's in discussion.
Okay, what's the issue with the wording in it, though?
I just kind of, I guess I, and I'm not thinking about my business too much, because I think, I'm pretty sure I would comply with, I think I'd probably exceed whatever the minimum standards are going to be. But I just think generally, having, changing an existing contractual document, whether it's my business or PAC's or any business, when we put these in place, that a business that has a contractual agreement to operate a business in a certain way under certain parameters, and it just changes the playing field midway through the lease, it doesn't smell right to me that this document could have that force of law. That's my overall point, that these are more guidelines, that they don't have the force of law to override a lease. I mean, a lease is something that's sacrosanct. It's not supposed to be changed unless the two parties agree to change it at some point in the term. So that, you know, we.
Well, what we've been saying is that the leases say, at least those two, say that the lessees will abide by any future airport regulations, county regulations.
And we passed a set of rules and regulations.
Or regulatory guidance or whatever, but minimum standards would fall in that category.
And there's no requirement to have minimum standards of any type?
There's no requirement to have written minimum standards, but there's a requirement to do the things that minimum standards does. Having it written just explains how you're going to do those things.
And there was no minimum standards before 2000?
I wasn't here, but I guess not.
Gary, I don't know what your, which affect or have jurisdiction. That's why I was making the point that.
What?
It's incumbent upon us to make certain that when we write in a minimum standards document, we make certain that it is a minimum standards document we all agree is what should be required of anybody to operate a business here. It could certainly exceed it, but it should be the minimum. We've got to be careful to take this new interpretation into our thought process as to what's best for the airport. Not having a minimum standards, I think it opens us up to the things that we all don't want to be going on here. So let's write a minimum standards document that is, what is the minimum standard for what we feel is right for, you know, a Southern Delaware community general aviation airport. This, you know, minimum standards can encourage people to come here, not run them away. So let's just try to construct that kind of a document. We're bound by leases that we sign too, to follow whatever is, whatever this winds up being.
Okay, just so that whatever group of county officials that you convene understands that. And we're looking at least you as the airport manager to convey our concerns here as the advisory committee.
Well, you're just talking about insurance, and that's, there's more to it than insurance. The point of the county talking ahead of time is to make this a simpler process, but there's more to the minimum standards than just insurance, so.
But the one thing that we.
And I know you, I've heard it before, I know you're concerned, and we're going to take that into account and come up with our best answer. Now, like I said, the committee will make a recommendation, and that will be one of the things that you're going to consider is the wishes of the county staff. Okay, so are we okay on 1.2.4? I mean, the original thing says it applies to everybody on day one. 1.2.4 just says if you're not meeting the standards, you got some time to meet them. You know, it throws out a 12-month number, and if that's not reasonable, then it gives you the option of the county saying, okay, you got 24 months or whatever.